Las Cruces City Councilor Tessa Abeda-Stuvey, who represents District 2 in the city, joins us now. Councilor Abeda-Stuvey, thank you for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Your thoughts on this historic moment this week?
It really was a wonderful week to see all of us up on the dais. It's been a long time coming, I think, for a lot of the councilors and for the community. But I am very excited to see all of us serve and to see what we can do over the next 2 years.
More women have been elected to the state legislature in New Mexico, and New Mexico has all women representing them in the U.S. House of Representatives. Why do you think more women are running for office at a local, state, and national level?
That's a great question. I think one of the reasons is that we all have different stories and experiences, lived experiences to show, and that the communities as a whole are also trusting the voices of women to serve and to lead. I know that there are many women now serving that are either single mothers, they are childless, they are from families, and those all are very unique experiences that historically have not been able to be a part of conversations and decision-making in the past, and it really is a missed perspective.
I want to talk with you also about some issues in the city. Recently in Las Cruces, a plastic bag ban ordinance has taken effect. Now, when this ordinance was passed, you were quoted as saying that you see this as an investment for the future. How so?
You know, on average, a plastic bag is only used for about 12 minutes. And after that, some people recycle, some people use it for other options. And a lot of those plastic bags are just placed in our landfills, or oftentimes you see them flying around in the community and adding to litter. I think that as we look at sustainability on different levels, there's big items that we can do and there's small changes that we can make. And this is one of those smaller changes that we can make that end up creating a larger impact over time.
Okay, so according to this ordinance, some retailers and grocers can offer paper bags, which according to this city ordinance will add a 10-cent cost to consumers. Some have voiced concern about adding extra charges to consumers in Las Cruces, especially those living in poverty or on a fixed income, in a time when prices have risen. Why add cost to consumers at a time when prices have already gone up?
There are a lot of different options for people when they're bringing in their bags, and the city itself is giving out free reusable bags for individuals. And alongside, we do have other exemptions, especially those that are like using WIC, that will not be charged. So there are different types of exceptions with that. And then as we look forward on different items to bring, a lot of retailers already, you see them using different types of either paper bags or, you know, I know at Natural Grocers, they use boxes. So we're already seeing those changes in our community.
There's certainly been a lot of reporting and research on how single-use plastic bags have affected the environment. But there's also been some research done on plastic bag bans and if they're really effective. NPR reported in 2019 on one plastic bag ban in a California region where after the bag ban went into place, there was a dramatic rise in purchases of 4-gallon plastic garbage bags. Are you concerned that this ordinance could cause more demand for plastics in our region?
I think that this is one item that we've asked for data on so that we can constantly keep updated on what those effects are long-term. And I think we have to do that with any sustainability items and looking at the future with any of our ordinances as what have been the effects and do a review on that. And this would be no different than any other item.
Okay, I want to move on and talk about your goals that you have for working on the city council this year. What are some things that you want to work on for your district and the city this year?
Thank you for that. In my district, one of the wonderful opportunities that I think we have is to look at kind of revitalizing some of our areas. We are undergoing a master plan for Fringer and Gomez Parks, right at, I would say, the heart of our district and right near the university, and making sure that we are providing perhaps better lighting. The equipment there needs to be updated. It's at the end of its life cycle. And looking long-term to see what the future of Fringer Pool is going to be. We also have continuation of the revitalization of the El Paseo and Solano corridors, and looking all around at the different needs in our district. My district is very unique and expands across from parts of Mesilla Park all the way up to Centennial. And so breaking down each section and their needs, I think, is really important. And then in the city as a whole, obviously, as we continue to navigate this pandemic and looking at what the needs of the community are and how to make sure that we are caring for our community, for their physical, mental, and economic health, and looking at all three of those areas and seeing what we can do to move forward.
Las Cruces City Councilor Tessa Abeda-Stuvey, who represents District 2, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.